Page 82, Exercise 5, Getting Your Message Across, Part B. Listen again. Complete the chart with the advice you hear.
To begin, let me say that making a presentation is often a source of anxiety for many people. They usually rank it as one of the things they least want to do. It's been said that some people fear public speaking more than death, but it doesn't have to be that way. Here are some tips to make your next presentation go smoothly. First, as a presenter, you need to consider your audience, the people who will be listening to you. Keep in mind what they want to hear from you. It's important to remember that your presentation is for them, not for some other imaginary audience. Second, let me stress that you need to create an outline. The outline contains the ideas you need for your introduction, as well as the main point of your presentation, and, finally, your conclusion. Keep it clear and simple, without too many details. With your outline in hand, it's time to practice your presentation. You might choose to practice in front of a mirror, with a friend, or you might record it and listen to it after. Practice will make you more confident. Next, let's talk about giving the actual presentation. Humor can be very useful at the beginning of a presentation, as it puts the audience at ease and gets them on your side. So, if you can, you should start with a joke or funny story. Posture is very important. Don't stand up there like a stick, holding on to the table or podium with both hands. Try to look relaxed and natural, even if you're feeling a little nervous. Eye contact is also very important, but keep in mind that you shouldn't stare at any one person or area for too long. Keep moving your eyes slowly around the room from person to person. Your voice should sound friendly and natural, and should be expressive rather than flat. After your presentation is complete, always welcome questions from the audience. However, too many questions from one person can be tedious for the audience, so ask those enthusiastic questioners to speak with you afterwards, one-on-one. In conclusion, some preparation, practice, and following the right steps should give you enough confidence to stay calm for your next presentation and not fear it.